Hello and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center San Diego. I wanted to remind you this Saturday, November the 8th, is our prayer walk, and I would like for you to join me. I'm going to be at Torrey Pines in San Diego from 10 to 11 a.m., and we're just going to pray. We're just going to pray as we walk in Torrey Pines and wherever you find yourself at 10 a.m. on November the 8th, this Saturday, Pacific Standard Time. Pray for an hour. Pray for our nation. Pray for our families. Pray for the economic state of the United States. Pray for unity in the body of Christ. Pray. We need to pray. We need to send up prayers to heaven that Lord may hear our prayers and answer them. This world is in a state of chaos, as we know. We're watching the news. We're reading things. And people are just losing it. And a lot of things are happening. But you know what? We can turn things around with prayer. So I ask for you to join me on November the 8th. At 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, walk and pray wherever you are. Or even if you can't walk, you're in your house, pray. Amen. We need to bombard heaven. And if you are going to go out and pray, wear a red ribbon or a red shirt or red of some kind, because that's going to symbolize the blood of Jesus. This is all symbolic. It doesn't have anything to do with power or anything like that. But I want to remind God. You know, sometimes we want to remind God about his promises. We need to remind God that we are open and we remember to his promises and we are ready to receive. We want to receive what he has for us. Amen. So join me. Let's begin this morning with a word of prayer. Lord, I love you and I just thank you. I thank you, Lord, for salvation. I thank you, Lord, for your word and that you do not leave us fatherless. You are Father to us and we thank you, Lord, for it, that we are not orphans, that you are our Father. You are God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, all in one, all in one. And we just thank you, Lord, for your wisdom and your mercy and your power and your might to change things in our lives. And we receive it and believe it in Jesus' name. Amen. Yesterday we had left off. We've been talking about the Holy Spirit for a couple of days now, and I'd like to take you to Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to read starting at verse 4, and we will read through verse 6. Verse 4, Ephesians 4, 4 reads, "There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." Now, I love that because it all is one. We have one body of Christ, one Spirit, which is by God. There is only one God. You know, we have a lot of religions and all kind of things out there claiming to be this and that. We have things about, you know, people going and doing these particular chantings and these things in there, you know, believing in higher powers and all. But his name is Jesus. There's only one God. I am truly convinced of it. And one day the Bible says every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus is Lord. This has an end. And we are all going to see God face to face. Are you going to see him at the judgment seat of Christ, which is where the saints go? Or are you going to see him at the white throne judgment, which is where the unbelievers go to be judged and going into the lake of fire? It's your choice. We have a choice right now while we walk the earth, what we will believe. What are we going to believe? Are we going to believe God, the word of God? Or are we going to believe the enemy telling us there is no heaven, there is no hell, there's nothing? Or there is some other kind of way you can get there with us, mean human beings being some kind of like sort of God, which that's not. So what will we believe? Let's look at verse 5. Now let's continue in verse 4 because we need to continue that thought. And it says, "Even as ye are called in one hope of your calling." It says, many are called, but few are chosen. Is God calling you? And when you get the call, you reject it? If you reject the call, the word of God that came to you will bear witness against you. So you are called to one hope of your calling. It is God's will that we all be saved. But we all have a choice whether or not we will receive it. It's like somebody walking up and giving you a gift. And I give you a gift, but you slap it out of my hand. You throw it down on the ground and you step on it. And you take it and tear it up, and then you take a match and then you burn it. That's a depiction or a visualization of what people are doing with the gospel when they receive it. It is of no value. No, I don't want that. I don't want it. Not only do I want it, I really just slap it down and just reject it, step on it, and just burn it up because I don't want to receive it. But woe unto that person. Woe unto that person. And my heart goes out because I desire for people to believe the word of God. But we have been called to one hope of our calling, one hope that we will see Jesus in peace. Amen. So, and verse 5, there's one Lord. There's one faith. There's one God, there's one faith, there's only one faith, there's only one true faith. They that believe on God, that's the faith in Jesus Christ. There's only one faith, there's only one baptism. It is Jesus being baptized with him and raised with him. It is symbolic of going down in a watery grave and coming up new, afresh. Let's look at verse 6. There's one God and Father of all. God and Father, it's one. Who is above all? He is above all principalities, all powers, all authority, all wickedness. He is above all kings, all kingdoms. He is above all. And through all, we can see him. You know, people say, I've never seen God. I mean, of course you have. You're looking out at the sun, you've seen God. The stars coming out every night, you've seen God. You know, I know people believe in the Big Bang and they believe in evolution and things like that. But you know what? Who structured it? Big Bang, that means that things will be chaotic. How is it in uniform? How is it come? There's some uniformity of things, and there's things feeding each other in order for survival, and the earth is on a cycle. There is one God who is above all and through all and in you all, and that is the Spirit in the believer. And it says, when the Holy Ghost shall come upon you, ye shall receive power. And that power is the ability to fight against the enemy. And you need that. You need that Spirit in order to fight against the enemy. Otherwise, he will be victorious over you. I'm going to stop right there. May you could join me on the Word in Me tomorrow. God bless you. Believe God. Read his Word. Meditate on his Word. Speak to God. Have a personal relationship with him. In Jesus' name, amen.